Show must go on. Trump delivers remarks at correspondents' dinner. Washington. President Donald Trump attended the rescheduled White House correspondents' dinner in Washington on July 24th. The event that was originally held on April 25th was abruptly canceled due to an assassination attempt against him. "I am delighted to be here," Trump said as he began his speech, which lasted an hour. "Amazing people, a lot of people that I like. Some I don't like at all, but I respect most of them. I must say that you do a great job, amazing job, and it's an honor. As I said 3 months ago, the show must go on." Trump continued his speech with jokes and said, "This place is really the largest group of Trump derangement syndrome people ever put together." The rescheduled gala took place at the Waldorf Astoria. During his speech, Trump said he is the most transparent president in history and took several jabs at the media, joking that many media organizations would be broke once he leaves the White House. "When I'm gone, you're all going to be broke. Your business model is going to be finished," the president said. He also joked that, in order to save the media, he would announce a fourth presidential run. "That's why tonight, to show just how much I care about the press," Trump said, "I'm pleased to announce my intention, and this is somewhat of a scoop, my intention to run for a fourth term as President of the United States." He then put on a Trump 2028 hat, drawing laughs from the audience. This was his first time attending the dinner as president, except for the April event, which was canceled after a shooting occurred just outside the main ballroom. Trump joked about the dinner itself, saying it was far worse than he expected. At the same time, he acknowledged that he and the reporters who attended the April dinner went through a period of trauma that created a unique bond between them. He said he would attend next year's dinner. Throughout the speech, Trump occasionally praised the media, saying he respected most reporters and liked some of them. However, he also said that much of the coverage of his administration and policies had been unfair. The president also criticized his opponents, targeting individual journalists before shifting to Democrats and other public figures. Trump rebutted the long-standing claim that he decided to run for president after former President Barack Obama mocked him at the 2011 White House Correspondents Association dinner. He said Obama's remarks were not a factor in his decision to enter the race in 2016. "I just decided that I wanted to make America great again. This had nothing to do with that dinner," he said. After Trump's remarks, mentalist Oz Perlman took the stage and performed mind-reading tricks for the audience, concluding the event. "We will not be intimidated." White House Correspondents Association outgoing President Weijia Jiang delivered the opening address at the dinner. "Whatever may divide us, we stand together against political violence," she said. "An assassination attempt on our president is an attack on democracy itself," she added, drawing applause from the crowd. "Tonight, our message is this. We are back. We will not be intimidated." The dinner at the Washington Hilton Hotel on April 25th was interrupted when gunshots were fired outside the ballroom. Cole Thomas Allen, a 31-year-old man from California, allegedly got past security with a shotgun and shot at a Secret Service officer who was wearing a bulletproof vest. Security officers quickly responded and arrested Allen. The officer was not injured, and no one else was hurt. The Secret Service immediately evacuated Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, and several cabinet members from the venue. Allen is charged with attempting to assassinate Trump at the event. He also faces one count of transporting a firearm across state lines with intent to commit a felony and one count of discharging a firearm during a crime of violence. He has pleaded not guilty. At the event, the White House Correspondents Association presented special awards to Secret Service Police Officer Victor Gonzalez and to the staff of the Washington Hilton to honor their exceptional service during the shooting. The association plans to return to Hilton for next year's dinner. The White House Correspondents' Dinner is a black tie gala attended by media personalities, business leaders, celebrities, lawmakers, and cabinet officials to celebrate the Fourth Estate and White House reporters. The association said the logistical challenges in organizing a second dinner led it to scale back the event, resulting in a smaller gathering with a reduced guest list. The Washington Hilton's ballroom can hold 3,000 people, while the Waldorf Astoria only fits 700. While most of Trump's cabinet attended the rescheduled event, the First Lady, Vance, and Rubio were not among the guests due to prior commitments, a White House official told the Epoch Times. According to the White House, the following Trump administration officials attended the dinner: Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche, FBI Director Kash Patel, Education Secretary Linda McMahon, Small Business Administration Chief Kelly Loeffler, Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, Energy Secretary Chris Wright, Homeland Security Secretary Marquaine Mullen, Secretary of War Pete Hegseth, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, Health and Human Services Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Acting Labor Secretary Keith Sonderling, NASA Administrator Jared Isaacman, U.S. Trade Representative Jamison Greer, Army Secretary Dan Driscoll, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Mike Waltz, and White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt. As part of the enhanced security measures, each guest was required to present a unique QR code and a government-issued photo ID to get through the ticketing. The guests then went through layers of security to access the ballroom. The White House Correspondents Association was founded in 1914 to protect press freedom and preserve journalists' access to the White House. It held its first dinner in 1921, and the first president to attend was Calvin Coolidge in 1924.